Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of On Tap. I think this is a great opportunity now to introduce the newest member of the On Tap podcast, Ben Solem. Ben has been with us now for quite a while. And for some of those of you that have just now started listening, you've only recently started hearing him. But I wanted to make today's episode all about Ben's history with On Tap. Ben, what's going on, man?
I'm not a lot, Cody. I'm just hanging out here at home. I'm sure some of the listeners have figured out and have, you know, they've seen the videos, they've seen the clips, that I got a different brick wall than you. And the reason for that is Cody and I do a video streaming between each other. So I live about 5 hours north of Cody. I originally met Cody in high school. He went there for about 6 months. And then we ended up connecting back when he was going to school at the University of North Dakota. And from there, we've kept in touch and, you know, just kind of progressed as a friendship of, you know, hey, I'm really into this, I'm really into that. And, you know, I think today might paint a good picture of, you know, potentially who I am and, you know, the friendship that I have with Cody and the On Tap boys and where this all really started. And, well, shit, here we are today. So
I wanted to go back. I've mapped out the other times that you were on the podcast previous to you actually officially being on regularly. And from what I've gathered here, I went back and did a deep dive in the archives. You've been on 8 other times. So I wanted to just start at ground one and take the listeners through the first time that you came on, right? Episode 9, technically 19, because we didn't film the first 10 on video. It was just audio. So episode 9 on YouTube, episode 19, if you're listening on Spotify. But that was exactly 3 years ago, actually more than 3 years ago. The first episode that we introduced the shot roulette to the show.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
And I don't remember the name of the episode. I think that was literally when we just titled it episode 9. But I remember that was also the same time when you had just started your own YouTube channel, Send Bolem Speed.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That was, it's crazy to think. I remember when it came to that episode, so we started digging into it, right? I just started doing Send Bolem Speed. I was really into like watching like Motor Trend and watching all these like car YouTubers and stuff. And this was, we're looking at back in 2019 it started. 2020 was when I started really getting into it, making videos and stuff. And this was everything from, I had a really cool 1985 Chevy square body dually that was all, you know, dumped to the ground on. I had custom cut Alcoa rims for it. I had a couple mini bikes. I've always had ruckuses and dirt bikes and all kinds of shit like that. So I went into this with the idea of like, okay, everyone makes YouTube videos. I'll get into YouTube videos. At the same time, Cody's just kicking off the podcast. And I want everyone to know I've been a listener since day one. Hashtag Thick Peppa. I know a lot of people aren't going to get that, but if you're an OG day one, you're going to get that. Yeah. But I remember I was putting the walls up in my garage, and I remember seeing Cody had just started posting these like, oh, I'm doing this. And I'm like, yeah, I'll listen to this podcast. I'll see what these guys got going on. And I remember they, I think my favorite episode from that first early shit was when you guys, what was it? Dalton's mom or what was the singing that you guys did? Dalton's mom's got it going on.
It was our buddy Darwin.
Yeah, so I remember like that, and I remember listening to this podcast while I was building the inside of my garage, going through and sheeting everything, and I was like, man, this is funny as hell, and we connected about that, and I was like, man, what do I got to do to get on this? This shit is hilarious. And I remember it was at the point I was working at a car dealership at the time. I remember COVID, you know, we rolled into like March. COVID's a big thing, and me and Cody are trying to line up a podcast, and like, our work was like so worried. We put up the stupid fucking plexiglass things and, you know, don't fucking touch anyone or talk to anyone or take spare change. And I remember they were like, if you leave the city limits of Grand Forks, North Dakota, you will be fired. And I was like, oh shit, Cody, I can't come to Pine City to record, brother. I want to come record, but I can't get fired from this, you know, lousy dead end fucking job. I really need to keep making $15 an hour here, man. Like, I can't fucking do it. You know, hindsight's 2020 on that. It ends up working out a little different. But We pushed that back until it must have been about July. Because I remember I came down there with my girlfriend at the time. And we're at, what was it? Pokegama? What the fuck's the lake in the town?
Yeah.
And
Pokegama.
Yeah, and I remember we're riding around on the four-wheeler. We're all liquored up, and I remember seeing this big-ass fucking Dodge Ram mega cab. And it's got Polaris on the back window, and I see some big-ass dude with a mullet driving this motherfucker, right? And I'm like, I think that's the guy I'm doing the podcast with. And it was funny because about 4 hours later, I'm in the studio, and I see this big-ass mega cab Ram sitting out front, and it's Tyler. And he's like, holy shit. Dude, I saw you riding around on that four-wheeler. You're the guy we're doing the podcast with. And I'm like, yeah, I'm Ben. I'm Sendbolt Speed here. Yeah, what's up, dude? And that was when COVID was a big thing. Because I remember, like, you let me crash at your place. You had, like, this bear meat, right? And I never had no bear meat for breakfast. And you guys are like, yeah, this shit's great. And I like, 2 weeks before this, I heard, I was like, if you don't cook bear meat right, you get, like, a disease and you die. So I was like, oh, yeah. Thanks.
Trichinosis.
Cody, trichinosis. Yeah, it like gets into your brain. It's like mad cow disease, but for like bears. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to pass on the bear meat, man. I think I got a fucking Slim Jim in the car. Boy, I think I'm going to go suck on one of them for about 6 hours on the way home. Like, I remember we left. And we couldn't even get to the McDonald's. The McDonald's was closed in town. We couldn't get food. We couldn't get anything. So we just had to drive straight fucking home. It was COVID. It was Minnesota. It was a weird time. But shot roulette really was weird. Rolled out onto the table. And this was in the basement of like that, what was it? A pet grooming place or a pet center or some shit? Where the fuck were we?
Yeah, it was our old studio was, prior to us being there, was a pet grooming studio was a pet grooming place. So the basement of there is where we were at. And in order to fit all the podcast stuff down there, we had cleared out this room that was basically a massive kitty litter box. I mean, there was like kitty litter, there was cat poop everywhere. And I'm pretty sure that I got like super sick after cleaning it out because of inhaling all the, like the dust that all that was kicking up when I was mopping it and sweeping it and cleaning. And dude, I put so much time into cleaning that place up to make it look like how it did. I mean, hours, maybe even hundreds of hours into the basement of that place. But, you know, whatever. We're on to bigger and better now. You know, the budget keeps getting higher, but the income keeps getting lower, you know. So we're just really putting ourselves in a bad place here, Ben.
No, there's always.
So
there's
I want to roll actually into. Exactly. Yeah. Right. I want to roll right into the next time that you came on, actually. Episode 37, my personal favorite episode, the episode that we should have scrapped. I'm going to say by far the drunkest podcast that I've ever done. Preface to the whole situation, you ended up getting there into town at about 3 o'clock, and we immediately start drinking. By the time we got to start recording, we were both unbelievably drunk. I had started partaking in some other smoking substances, and then we go to the dollar store. We buy $51 glass vases from the dollar store. And again, this is in the old studio, so we were allowed to break stuff. So we would put a beer in the glass, and then every time we'd finish that, we'd throw it at the wall. And I don't remember exactly how many we got on video breaking. There's a counter on the episode, on episode number 37. If you watch the video, it says on the screen every time that we break one what that number is. But I think the novelty of the whole thing for me is that I went back and watched it today, and the whole time I'm just ripping a big cigar. I'm forgetting what we were even talking about. I mean, it was god awful, but it was a lot of fun.
The fun factor was through the roof. I remember sitting there and just being like, I remember I drove all the way to Duluth that day, and this was, you know, still COVID was still a thing. And so, like, no restaurants were open in Duluth, so I couldn't go and eat anywhere. I got down to Pine City, and I'm like, hey, man, what's up? You know, I had a couple road sodas. I didn't have a CDL at the time, so I had a couple beers on my way there. And I'm, you know, I'm sitting there. You get in front of the lights. You get in front of the camera. It's intimidating. You have these guys that, you know, you guys had already shot 30-some episodes before then. I'm like, okay. So we're slamming beers, and I remember I looked at you, and I was just like, hey, I'll sponsor this episode of Send Bullum Speed. Can we go to the dollar store? And I remember we're looking at glasses, and I'm like, you know, here's a margarita glass. That'd be kind of fucking fun. And I remember looking at these vases. They're probably about, I'm sure it's about a 30-ounce vase. Very thin wall. I remember tapping it with my finger. That thing just tinged back at me, and I was like, God, I bet this bad boy would break like a motherfucker. So I grabbed a cart, and we're putting like 50 of them in there. And I remember we're talking to the lady at the Dollar Tree or whatever the fuck this was. And the lady goes, what are you doing with all these? That's a lot for flowers. And I was like, oh, these are like vases? I was like, oh, we're going to drink out of these and break them. And she just goes, oh, you shouldn't do that. And I go, fuck, I'll break one in the parking lot. And she goes, you better not break one in the parking lot. I'll call the cops. And I was just like, oh, okay, I'm sure there's all of one fucking constable in Pine City. And I was like, all right, yeah, whatever.
It's actually by horseback.
Yeah,
as well.
It's the honor system, actually. There's no cops. And I remember we loaded all these into your car. And I remember we're driving, and the shit's just clanking around. And I remember we're just giggling the whole time. And I'm like, dude, this is going to be the funniest thing. The thing that I was thinking about when I was driving out there was you guys had a sponsorship at the time with some joint that made like a freedom funnel or something. It was like a bald eagle that you could shotgun beers out of, right? You pour it in there and you'd shotgun out of it, kind of like a shoey almost. And I had this funny ass idea that I was like, I am gonna get a can of SpaghettiOs, and I'm gonna see how fast Tyler could shotgun a can of SpaghettiOs. You know, just innocent SpaghettiOs, right? That was the whole thought. Paid a dollar for this can. I'm thinking it's great. Well, I show up, and at this time, Bud Light had came out with these seltzers. They were like a peppermint, a ginger snap, some kind of... This was nowhere near Christmas time, so these things have been sitting in the fridge for a while. And Cody's like, yeah, man, we all got COVID. No one can smell or taste, so we've been drinking all this shit that the liquor stores have given us for free. And the whole fridge is full of these things. I tried a sip of one of like a peppermint Bud Light thing, and I'm like, this is the most horrendous thing I've ever had in my whole life. So I'm like, I'm not drinking that, but thank you, I appreciate it. And we get into the episode, and I remember we're hanging out. I had I had Adidas tracksuit on at the time. And I remember, you know, everyone's tuned up. We're going into it. I can't even remember what we talked about. It was pretty bad. I actually remember one of the girls on my volleyball team was like, you're doing a podcast now. I want to hear it. And I was like, yeah, this is one of the episodes I was on. And I listened to about 6 minutes of it. And I was just like, I'll send you the link when we get new stuff. But it for the laugh factor, it's hilarious. But I remember we tell Tyler...
Yeah, I remember I sat on it for a long time.
It wasn't until that Instagram poll came out and it was like, should we post this? Should we scrap it? And everyone's like, post it, post it, post it. Give me it. And it's like, oh, my God, this is a train wreck. But all right. And I remember I dared Tyler, and I'm like, Tyler, if you can shotgun this whole thing of SpaghettiOs in under like 30 seconds, you win. You don't win anything, but you win. And for some reason, Cody was just like, oh, the viscosity is not correct in this. And he takes this peppermint Bud Light seltzer and he pours it into the Freedom funnel and mixes it all around with his finger. And he just goes, now he's ready. And I remember he took it down like a champ. And I remember we have the audio of it, of him puking in a Bush Light case. Like 10 seconds after, he's like, I did it. I did it. And it's just, it's so graphic. So incredibly graphic.
It's very graphic. Yeah. I think the funniest part of the whole episode is that I structured the whole episode to be about current events. and didn't think of the fact that we were pre-recording it for a month following. So like during the beginning of the episode, I was obviously very drunk. Tyler reminds me, like, are you seriously like going to bring this into current events? Because this episode isn't coming out until like December. And I think we were recording in like November. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. Whatever. As I'm ripping a big cigar, ashing in an ashtray right on the table. Yeah, it was just a lawless time.
It was a beautiful time. It was an innocent time in the podcast of not knowing really where the OnTap brand was going to go. Not really know, you know, besides the people in Pine County and some people that we knew back in Grand Forks. And, you know, just a small regional area of not really knowing where the podcast is going to go. And now we've seen between, you know, skits and clips and, you know, just different interaction. But TikTok wasn't a thing at this time, I don't believe, or it was just in the infancy of it, that we've had like this crazy reach now where like we have people in Florida that are like, yeah, on tap, I'm all about that. We have people in Michigan hitting us up. I mean, we'd have to drive all the way through Wisconsin to get to Michigan. And we're like, holy shit, these people want to talk to us. These people want to be on the pod. It's crazy how small the world got, considering that where you guys are, you know, just stepped out of dial up internet, like what, like 4 or 5 years ago. it's kind of the momentum came and it just keeps rolling. It's cool to see. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, even past that episode, now let's get into the next time you were on. Another, what would that be, 10 episodes later, episode 47, The Simulation Hypothesis, right? This was our first episode ever trying to get into conspiracy theories. Tyler and I have always wanted to have conspiracy theory episodes, and this was kind of our first try. Terrible attempt, but God, A-plus for effort. I was living in Fargo working at You Betcha when we did this, and we did it in my apartment. You guys came, you drove from Forks. Tyler came up from Pine City. This was, again, our first dabble into conspiracy theories. And it was just a weird mix of like the content we were doing already at the time, paired with this new stuff. I was using all the equipment that I had from You Betcha from a remote interview that we did with one of the podcasts there. You had just started your podcast, The Snake Pit. It was like a weird time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. I remember, so I came down to Fargo because you're like, hey, man, I live in Fargo now. What's up? And to anyone that regionally doesn't know, Cody went from living 5 hours away from me to an hour away from me. And I'm like, yeah, dude, let's make this work. Let's push out content. Let's start doing something. Like, we both just had a fire under our ass to start just doing something. At this point in time, I had kind of stepped away from the Sendboom speed of doing YouTube videos with like my own original content, like, you know, like modifying and welding and, you know, making automobiles and hot rods and drift cars and motorcycles and shit like that. And I really started to focus in on going to dirt track races and capturing video for dirt track racers, you know, doing like sprint cars and late models and everything like that. I thought there was a market in it until I figured out how much time I wasted editing all this stuff for pennies on the right. hour. And I was like, yeah, this really isn't it. I was like, yep. $100 sounded great until I had 8 hours into this. And,
yep.
I remember you were like, yeah, dude, I work at You Betcha. This is so rad, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I've seen some of their videos. That sounds like a pretty cool thing. So I went down there. And I remember we recorded, and I remember just being like, we're all sitting on the couch. We're all three looking at each other. And we're like, we're going to talk about aliens. Wow, is that not in our wheelhouse? Like, that's that shit you tuck way back in your brain and you think about before you go to bed or you're driving on a road trip by yourself. You're like, is on tap? Are we this? Are we really conspiracy theories? Are we going to talk about 9/11? And it was... I remember we talked about aliens and Roswell and some other shit and like different, what was it? The different galaxy hole or different dimensions? Or
I don't even remember.
It was a whole fucking
I'm going to have to
thing.
Go back and listen to the rest of that episode because I only listened to a little bit of it. I'm like, all right, this is rough. Like, this is bad. Yeah, it was fun. It was a weird point in the On Tap saga, you know, because Tyler, it was pretty much just Tyler and I at this point. I was living 4 hours away from him. We were kind of like trying to make it work. It was such a weird time. It was really strange.
And it was such a pivotal time, though, too, in the podcast, because it was like you were remote. Tyler was remote from you. You know, you're really into the doing You Betcha videos and stuff like that. And it was like it was almost like a hiatus of like, if we don't put out something, On Tap just might not be a thing. This might not be a thing as long as you work there, or, as long as time settles. But it's like we all came together. We're like, all right, let's do this. And then that night, I remember, so we record and we're all hanging out, right? And we're like, you know what? Drinks are flowing. Let's go party in Fargo. And this was something that I hadn't really done. This is something you hadn't really done. We're like, let's go party in Fargo. And I don't remember a whole lot of that night. I remember we had a good time. But I remember there was one singular instance where we're at, I think it was called like the Grand Vault or Fort Knox. We're at the
Fort Knox.
Fort Knox. And I remember we're leaving Fort Knox. We're all tuned up, right? And I remember there's a dude at the bar and he is tilted head back, just mouth out right here, you know, just. And he is passed out on a bar stool right at the bar. And I remember walking out and Cody just turns and just gives this little shit grin. And he just goes, hey, watch. And he takes his two fingers and he just dunks them in this dude's mouth. And then, dude, he fucking springs up and looks at Cody. Cody just gives him like, finger guns. And just, fuck, we walk out. And I remember that being like the funniest thing of the whole fucking night. I don't remember much of it because we got absolutely lit. But it was just like, Cody, do you really just put your fingers out of dude's mouth? And I remember you just being like, I've always wanted to do that, but I've never had the chance to. It's like, wow. What a shot.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a wild card night. I'm starting to see a theme here when I get in on location with you that I start to make really bad decisions. So maybe this whole thing is maybe a bad idea. But, you know, hey, fast forward now, even a little bit further than that, then all of a sudden you're on our new segment, Blue Collar Happy Hour, that we just started last winter. So we've actually almost been doing a full year of it. So you come on as Ben Solem, the sanitation engineer. The episode was episode 158. It was titled The Hidden Gems of Garbage Collection.
Yeah, I really think you're churching that up with sanitation engineer. I mean, boy, we're just garbage men out here. That's like every job out there. Everyone's always trying to get like a like some crazy, like super crazy title for something very simple where they're like, oh, what are you? You're like, I'm a systems analyst, executive engineer. And it's like, what do you do? And they're like, I just fucking make sure that people sign the guest book when they come into this hotel. Like, what? Like, shut up. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, the whole like blue collar happy hour episodes that we've done, I think, is a really big turning point in the podcast itself, because that's when we really started to narrow down into like that like blue collar working man niche. And I would say the podcast, since we've done that, has grown exponentially. I just saw our YouTube analytics for the Wrapped for this year, and it was like 75% of our total listenership was in 2023. So that's kind of cool to see a big growth like that, for hitting it for 3 years now and finally seeing some sort of a return on it. Seems like a really humbling moment, because there's been a lot of time put into this thing, a lot of effort. And yeah, I mean, just, I just want to say thank you for coming along for the ride.
Hell yeah. I think I got two things right off the bat here with that statement. So I think the Blue Collar Happy Hour is great. I know there's a lot of guys like me that are in a truck and you're going to listen to the podcast. And it's fun to hear. You hear so many podcasts where it's, something is so outlandish. And it was kind of why I stopped doing like the YouTube car thing, because it went from being like very simple modifications. I put wheels on a pickup, you know, I engine swapped this, to like completely crazy stuff where like one of the guys I follow was just like, oh, I bought a racetrack. Like, oh, I bought a Lamborghini. Like it got so far-fetched that it's fun to see that our content is down home. It's something that the regular guy's going to listen to. It's something that you turn on and you just go, you know what? I don't know shit about being an electrical lineman, but let me find out, like, what is the ins and outs of this? I've heard of the IBEW, but like, what's it all about? You know, if I don't have a pair of Klein pliers, am I going to get my ass kicked? You know, it's exciting to learn the ins and outs of it.
Right.
And my second point of it is, I think a lot of people really got to applaud Cody, because I don't think a lot of people understand how much time and dedication that this dude really wears when it comes to the brand of On Tap. I mean, you've been the pushing power between, you know, starting at your basement bar at your old house to, you know, getting the studio, setting everything up, making sure everyone's happy, doing hours and hours and hours of editing that no one sees. I mean, like you are the MVP of this shit. And I think people need to really understand who the fuck the man is around here.
I appreciate that.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. It is what it is, though. Like, you know, no, it not only are you, you know, a great personality here, but it's like, man, the amount of creativity and, you know, education you put behind what you do. Like, you do a great job. You keep pushing us and you keep pushing the brand, and it's cool as fuck to see. You got to have someone like that.
Goddamn. Okay,
yeah.
Well, shit. I appreciate that. I don't even know what to say to that. I'm excited to see where these next few months take us. I'm excited for this new Thursday episode segment that we got going on, and I'm excited to see where you can take this. And I think we really just wanted to take today's episode to really just kind of introduce the listeners to you. And just let them know, if they haven't watched previously, that you've been on it quite a few times and that you can go back and listen to those and really get a feel for the transformation that has been On Tap, and just really see for yourself the amount of growth that's happened there. But I think, you know, with that being said, Ben, is there anything that you want to add before we close this thing out?
I would say if you go back into those old episodes, man, maybe have a couple beers before you listen, maybe be cutting some wood, maybe just be doing something that this is just background noise. Cause man, some of those are pretty rough, but it's like Wood said when you had him on the interview, if you want to do this, if you're really actually interested in this, you just have to start. You just have to do it. You just got to put yourself out there. And for myself personally, I've always been a pretty creative kid. I've always wanted to have some kind of personality, something that was, not just me going to work, not me just, you know, joking around with my friends and being like, man, Ben's pretty funny. It's like, I really wanted to try to have something like this. And I'm pretty grateful that I get an outlet to be on tap and do this. And it's super cool. It's a weird thing, but it's super cool. And, you know, you don't have to go, you know, work at a radio station and just come on and talk to people and just bullshit about nothing or bullshit about important stuff. And it's cool because we can turn, you know, either way of the dial with this. It's a really great platform, and it's a cool group of dudes, and I'm super happy I get to be a part of it on tap.
Heard that. Well, welcome to the team, brother. We'll see you guys next Thursday.